today. Unfortunately, after watching the video that was sent to me, showing where this lady was beaten to death and then set on fire. It was the most unfortunate incident. Indeed, I had a friend, a northerner, Christian, who called me yesterday night, completely traumatized, crying and so on and so forth. I hope she's better this morning. And her own tears and wailing set me thinking the more. This is not an Islamic issue. I come from a Muslim background. In all the days when I was a full practicing Muslim, you know, under the tutelage of Imam Augusto, I never came across anywhere. Until date, I haven't come across. I've been to lectures. I come from the Jamaatul Islamiyah sect, Lagos here. And my grandfather was one of those who set up the... I never come across where you are supposed to commit murder. This is outright murder. And should be condemned in all its ramifications. Unfortunately, by the time we are reading the papers this morning, the Sultan has condemned it, thankfully. So, and Sultan is in Sokoto. He has condemned it. But I have read one or two papers here. I haven't seen what I would call a complete condemnation and statement by the federal government of Nigeria. That should have, it would have been nice to read it along with reading the story. There's no point trying to analyze what has happened. Everybody, anybody who has a conscience and who can think aright, you know that the action was completely condemnable. But it is a very, very dangerous and sensitive thing that has happened. And with the sensitivity, that's why I'm surprised that, A, no statement from the government. B, by now I would have expected, I was looking at my phone, seeing maybe somebody would call me, either from the presidency or from the Ministry of Information, to give me a quick 5-minute briefing. That is the way these jobs are done. All of us who comment on newspapers this morning should have been called individually by 5 a.m. by somebody who knows his job. Everybody's gone on the quiet. I mean, supposing out of anger one came this morning and was calling for revenge, where would that leave us? It's a pity. We are not running a country. We are running a jungle. But the truth, again, is these things happen almost on a daily basis under other circumstances. Even in neighborhoods, for example, when a thief is caught, you put a tie around him and set him on fire. And that will lead me to the next story that Sharif is going to read.
Yes.
It's online, but it's not in the papers.
Mm.
Yes.
This day has this one that says, following threats by Islamic extremists, Atiku deletes Facebook, Twitter posts condemning Deborah's murder. So following a series of threats by some Islamic extremists on his social media handles, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar late last night deleted his condemnation of the murder of Deborah Samuel, the deceased, a 200-level student of the Department of Home Economics, Shehu Shagari College of Education, Sokoto, was yesterday killed by an angry mob for alleged blaspheming Prophet Muhammad. Atiku had, after the incidents, which has continued to receive global condemnation, written, and I quote, "There cannot be a justification for such gruesome murder. Deborah Yakubu was murdered, and all those behind her death must be brought to justice. My condolences to her family and friends," end quote. But storming his Facebook and Twitter pages, the extremist, mostly from the northern parts of the country, threatened not to vote for him in the forthcoming 2023 elections.
And because of that, he couldn't stand by a principle. That is the man who wants to rule Nigeria. That is the man who wants us to vote for him in 2023. I believe what I expect of any adult in public space is to stand by principle, no matter what happens, and to be ready to go down. A president must be somebody who will stand by principle and be ready to go down for the betterment of his country. Remember, this gentleman got vaccinated long before the vaccines came to us here. He got vaccinated in Dubai. I leave the rest to you to decide. In the elections we are going to have in 2023, you better keep your eyes open and not be sentimental. A lot of our leaders are selfish. Selfish. Just because they didn't threaten his life, they threatened, according to the story, not to vote for him. and he cannot stand up publicly and condemn this kind of act. It is a shame. It is a big shame. Heaven help us all. Let's go to the next one.
We're going to go to the Vanguard page 8 story. 2023, ministers who fail to resign on their own presidency. The writer says those seeking clarification from president wasting time. Justifies, they're missing out one letter here. Justifies 100 million naira for APC expression of interest forms. Notes APC needs money, but won't tamper with nation's treasury.
Yeah, I feel sorry for my friend trying to read that, because it just shows the utter confusion we are in. Mm. But I like the stand. This is Garba Shehu.
Yeah.
Garba Shehu says, the president has issued a clear directive. The directive is very clear. And so what I expect by Monday is that by Monday, I expect an announcement of the new set. They shouldn't even be told to resign anymore. Just announce the appointment of new ministers, like it happened to in Babangida's time when it was David West was at a meeting and they announced a new minister. Yeah. They shouldn't be treated with any modicum of respect, especially somebody like Ngige. Ngige says he wants to see the president, he wants to clarify. It is said here that the president doesn't need to clarify anything. It is very, very clear. Very, very clear. And so you probably, if you're interested, you need to read this story in the Vanguard, you know, that gives a very, very comprehensive response to those who say they're going to consult. I won't bother trying to read through it because it's bottom line, that's what it says. And it's also, the story here also says that the president was comfortable with the aspirants purchasing the funds for 100 million, because the implication of what the president's spokesperson says here is that he was there when it was decided, and in truth, if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Mm.
So, what was the other story that I then had here?
That's inside.
To go.
A Mefiele story.
Is it this? Okay, but that's also here.
It's also here, yes. Mm. Yes.
But what this story here, I'll come to Mefiele, I want to treat it separately.
Okay.
But the story here also says that, unfortunately, against all advice, against all norms, you know, against ethics, President Goodluck Jonathan, a man that we all honored for that singular act that he committed. Don't forget that we didn't honor him for performance during his tenure.
During his tenure. Mm-hmm.
That's not what we honor him for. It was because we were not satisfied with his performance that we went and voted. We voted for Buhari. But the truth is that, yes, okay, so the Buhari's performance is worse than Jonathan. Can't we aim for something higher? Why must we go back again to Jonathan? And I don't know who are his advisors. There were two things that he has done, two offenses he has committed, social offenses, I'm not talking. One is moving from PDP to APC. He shouldn't have done that.
You know the followers
mark
of
honor. Yes.
The followers of this government would most likely disagree with you that Buhari's government or administration is worse than Jonathan's administration.
Yeah, of course they would. Now, what else do you think they would say? But we know what we know. And I keep saying, Sherif, you have prodded me now. I keep saying, Sherif, that the simple, without going through, because we don't have statistics.
Yeah,
you can't trust government statistics anyway. But the simple way, when you want to cast your vote, the simple thing you need to ask yourself is, you look at yourself as an individual in the first instance and say, is my life any better than it was under the previous government? That's all. That's if you look at that alone, the environment, security, economy, a central bank governor that flip-flops and says he doesn't give a damn what people think. When asked the question, what do you think the international community would be thinking of all these things that are happening? He says he doesn't care. I will get to that story now. So, I mean, it's a given. I think Jonathan should have just gone in peace.
Yeah.
And guess what? He won't get that nomination.
How do you know that?
unless all the mountains
something must have moved. Something must
He will not. He's going to get the financial treatment. Just get him out of the way. Get the
phone. It was never in anybody's way.
You reckon?
It was never in anybody's way. He was living his
life. There is something my people in Akwa Ibom call Ntrekedi. Do you know what it means?
What is that?
Are you from Akwa? Oh, you are from Benin. This one, a Benin woman. Ntrekedi means that we shall see. But if you say it in epic language, it's deeper. Ntrekedi. Let's wait and see.
Okay.
All right.
So you think that there's a possibility that Jonathan will be the flag bearer of the APC?
I think that the former president wouldn't have even... Well, as of today, let me be very clear. As of today, I am still not sure he has joined the APC. Unless it comes out himself.
Come on now.
And say it.
Maybe they will knock him out at clearance. I don't know. Because they still have to be cleared anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But part of the provisions for running for... You have to be a member of the party.
Yeah,
they perform.
So that's the thing, right? He didn't collect the form himself. That's number one. Number two... The chairman of his APC in his Otoke ward has denied that he registered with the party at the ward level.
Do you know, because this thing is on YouTube, let's go to another subject.
Mm.
Because people watching this outside this country will be asking, what's wrong with these people? All of a sudden, I feel stupid.
Oh, well.
That at this level of the game, oh, okay. So some people went to pick up funds for him, and
it's late now. Anyway, I mean, today is 13. The entire thing ended. Yesterday.
Anyway, this brings a bit of relief to the way I was feeling this morning over this girlfriend. Now let's go to the next.
Let's go to the next.
Which is just as bad.
Exactly. We're still with the Vanguard newspaper, page 9. 2023. I'm having fun. Emefiele says after meeting Buhari.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Can't a man have fun again? Is it a crime to have fun?
At the expense of the country. Does this man know the seriousness of the job that he's doing? Of the position that he occupies? Does he know that what we knew of CBN governors in the past is they were neither seen nor heard?
True that.
If I look at the days of Ola Vincent, Clement Isong, Siroma, CBN governors were not known to anybody. I mean, they were known, yes, but they were neither seen nor heard. It's a conservative job. Because the responsibility that is put on you as a CBN governor cannot even be directly controlled by the government.
Right.
It's a serious job.
Right.
And for a CBN governor, with all the crises that he himself has created, to say that there is no news now, there is no news now, but there will be news. You heard me? I said there is no new news, but there will be news on my show. It says, the story says, reminded that the international community as well as Nigerians were interested in his position regarding the presidential directive, the CBN governor said he was not bothered. That's the question. Sorry, I keep poking you.
It's well, okay. I'm used to it.
The question is that the international community as well as Nigerians are interested in his position regarding the presidential directive. The central bank governor of the Federal Republic of Nigeria says he was not bothered by their concern, adding that he was having fun, while those concerned were free to have a heart attack. There's something wrong somewhere.
Okay.
I suspected something in his reaction to Aboki FX. With this one, there is something wrong somewhere. There is definitely something wrong somewhere. Okay, let's just leave it. Let me mind my language and mind my mouth. But there is absolutely something wrong somewhere. At the very least, I can politely say this man doesn't know the importance and the significance of the position that he occupies. And that is being extremely polite and careful. Had it been in a different fora, I'd say something else entirely.
Like?
I don't come for that, man. I'm a street boy. Well, what did you think I said? So what do you want me to say?
I don't know.
So, look, tell me, what did you think I was going to
say? I don't know. I'm not in your mind. So, you're the only person that can say what's on your mind.
I have said what I can say politely. that apparently, he doesn't, the importance of the job has no bearing on him. He doesn't understand it. And that also has to do, probably, with the way we elect these people. I understand it was his former boss that recommended him for the job, and he got it just like that, TLT. You understand? Had he had to go through a rigorous... Next time we're going to appoint a CBN governor, let's get the likes of any of these top two, give about four people and choose one for us. And that should also include going for that examination that I don't want to refer to. Because we need to know your comportment. CBN governor can bring down the country. So what do you want the World Bank, all the other agencies? Reading this would have been marked for the World Bank president. And they see when he's asked the question, I repeat, the question was the international community as well as Nigerians interested in his position regarding the directive. The central bank governor of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Godwin Emefiele, said he was not bothered by their concern, adding that he was having fun. And that he was, and those concerns were free. People like us were free to have a heart attack. It's not my portion. I don't want to say return to
sender. No, someone said it this morning.
Return to sender. But I think that the man, we should demand an apology for him. He has insulted the Nigerian public. He has insulted the international community. He has given a wrong signal to the perpetually. You talk about foreign investment. Who in his right mind now would come and invest in Nigeria with a CBN governor like this, who has said he doesn't give a damn and that you can have a heart attack if you want? Where is this arrogance coming from? You see what a lot of money can do sometimes to a man.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes.
I didn't say he has money, but you know, maybe because of the environment.
Of course he has money. He has money. He went somewhere to go and celebrate his birthday the other day, remember?
It was his friends.
A poor man cannot do that.
No, it was his friends that put that together.
Yeah, I know. let me take two messages from YouTube. Sheun Ade says, this is the man making policy that is destroying the economy. If he's acting this way, how can we expect him to think straight and come up with what that will help the economy? Wahab also said, very disappointing from the CBN governor, totally different from the professional we used to know in his days at Zenith Bank. Sam Wahab, who sent that in.
Well, I never knew his days at Zenith Bank. What I know here is that since he became CBN governor, the economy has been taking a batting left, right, and center. And, you know, and he's not given usually to reacting to criticisms, to give a further explanation on things. And then hopefully, whenever his tenure ends, it would be nice if you go through the central bank with a fine-tooth comb and find out where this confidence is coming from, if you get what I mean. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
Don't get it.
I got what you're saying.
Well, I didn't say you heard.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Did you get it? That's what I'm saying.
No, I heard you. I heard you. I did not get it.
If you like, you can have a heart attack.
Say you're not explaining now.
I don't explain.
You're not explaining to everybody. We all did not get it though. We have plenty. Explain now.
I think that there's a need now for me, you know, to do a daily podcast somewhere. So outside the control of all this.
Yeah.
So we can face ourselves in the language that we understand and tell ourselves some home truths.
Podcast is nice.
That time has come.
Podcast is nice.
Outside, you know, all this. And then so that we can, because the way some of the reactions you get from the government in these things might call for a street fight. I don't mean street fight in terms of physical. But it might call for us to speak to ourselves in the language that both of us understand. Because things are definitely not normal. Things are definitely not normal. And it is difficult for some of us to sit back and watch our country and immediate environment go completely to the dogs. Not just federal, even states. Because it's like everybody just believes that you will say all what you have to say, there are some things you cannot say anyway, and that will be it. And who bears the brunt of all this? You and I. Look at where we are today. A 60-something-year-old man cannot walk down to the supermarket and pick up a packet of, I don't want to use the brand name. What do you call this? Cereal.
Cereal.
I can no longer put cereal on my breakfast table, which is quick to eat in the morning. From about 700 and something naira, it's gone to 4,000.
My word.
But the income has not changed. I don't think people even stop to think about, you know, to think deeply about the kind of mess we are in. Then, apart from that, you now have things like people sending you videos of people being beaten and burnt and this and that. And then the man in the middle of it all, the man you look up to provide the balance, says he doesn't give a damn, he can go have a heart attack. Anyway.
That was uncultural. Let's take this one from the Punch newspaper. Ambode's ally submits APC governorship form, challenges Sanwo-Olu. Let me take the story. Wale Oluwo, an associate of former governor of Lagos State, Akinwumi Ambode, has submitted his 50 million naira governorship form to the All Progressives Congress. He submitted his expression of interest and nomination forms to the party on Wednesday at the International Conference Center, Abuja.
For 1 hour tomorrow on the discourse in this same station, I'm going to treat this subject to the fullest. What I can say is this. I thought that what was being spread around initially was that there was only going to be one candidate. But what I am told authoritatively, which I saw somewhere in print, is that to be fair to Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, he said on the one hand, whilst acknowledging that Governor Sanwo-Olu had done well, he said other members of the party were free to put in their nominations. He's been quoted to have said that. Why he didn't then condemn the clearance of the GAC, I don't know, because the GAC would have been the highest body that can be an arbiter should there be any problem. But having said all that, the APC is not the party it was for maybe 8 years ago. What's the name of the other man? The Jando group has left. Apparently, the Ambode group is also formidable. It's formidable. But in between all this propaganda, something is slipping up. There's a gentleman called Mustafa, who it is claimed has also put his hat in the ring. Now, there's a problem in the APC slightly. There are three main factors that are in contention.
Okay.
The first factor is the Christian-Muslim factor, where the Muslims say, you've had 8 years of Christian, you now have... So, Mustafa fills that gap.
Okay.
There's the indigenous factor, where the indigenous have perpetually said, we want an indigenous, of Lagos. Mustafa fits.
It's sounding like you're campaigning for him.
No, I'm not campaigning for him. Wait, I'm coming. I'm not campaigning for him. I don't campaign for anybody, not anymore. The third one is that of the performance of the current governor, which is left to everybody to decide. It's an open, I'm no longer going to get myself involved in analyzing things that are quite clear. Now, where I'm going is who told or who is behind or who have encouraged this gentleman called Mustafa to put his hat in the ring. There's high wire politics going on. High wire politics going on. But the beauty of it all for the APC, is that it looks as if the PDP in Lagos are still caught napping. But we don't know which way it's going to go. Remember, also, the APC in the center also now have a more than passing interest in balancing, or what they call the act of balancing, the APC in Lagos. Okay. All these intrigues.
On Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, we have to go. Let's leave it here. How are you looking like that? We have to go now.
Why would you have said that? I was still in red bag.
We have to go. You treat it on Saturday, Abi.
I'll treat it on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm the first person to read.
Really. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm Sherif Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disso.
At 8 o'clock, we're speaking with an Islamic cleric on the Sokoto killing. Stay with us.
They don't disconnect your line sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you not worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number +234 903 300 0001. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you no can get national identification number, just waka enter any MTN store or NIMC center we near you, or visit the MTN website to book appointment. Make you do any of these things sharp sharp, oh. Opportunity see day now. Make her ask yourself, now waiting will they do today?
Have you been disconnected because you didn't link your national identification number to your MTN number? Don't worry. If you already have your NIN, here are 5 ways to reconnect. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Chat with Ziggy on WhatsApp number +234 903 00001. 4. Visit my MTN NG app. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you don't have a national identification number, just walk into any MTN store or...
Live from the heart of Victoria Island, you're listening to your number one station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The news update on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Many Nigerians have taken to social media to condemn the killing of a female student of Shehu Shagari College of Education, Sokoto, describing it as a barbaric and gory act. Reacting to this, the Sokoto State Commissioner for Information, Issa Galadanchi, says the lynching of Deborah Emmanuel is unfortunate.